Let's see, if you take some cornmeal and boil it with greens, do you have a name for that?
Pot liquor. You mean you take cornbread and crumble it in the green soup and you make pot liquor out of it.
Uh-huh. Or if you take some cornmeal and fry it in deep fat, hot fat, and sometimes serve it with fish.
Hush puppies.
And do you have a special name for cornbread that you cook in the ashes of a fire? You wait until the coals get white hot and then you throw it down.
That was before my day that they did that. I believe it's called ash cake.
Ash cake? It sounds so good.
I believe that's the way it was referred to.
Mm-hmm. What do you call soft cornbread that you eat with a spoon? It's served in a bowl and.
I don't eat it.
Okay. What do you call bread in loaves that's made of white flour?
Light bread.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a round, flat pastry? It's about so big, has a hole in the middle.
Donut?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any other name for that? Do you ever call it anything but donut?
No.
And what do you call a pastry that looks like that, pretty similar, but it's made with yeast? The hive puppy? Would you call that a donut, too? It's sort of, I don't know how well I can draw it. Looks a little bit like
you're talking about a muffin.
No, well, you see, it's got this hole in the middle. But it's sort of, it's twisted around.
No, the muffins doesn't have holes in them.
No, they sure don't. Not the way I make them. I don't know what they want here. What do you call flat round cakes that you make with white flour and cook on a grease skillet? Eat them with syrup or jam or something.
You're not
You mix up the batter and then you pour out so that you get a round.
Oh, you're talking about flapjacks?
Yeah. That's it. Okay. And what do you call the meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Side meat.
Side meat?
Yeah.
And have you ever had pressed meatloaf that's made from hog's head or hog's jaw?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that?
Pressed meat.
Pressed meat. Okay. And when you bite into a cherry, what's the hard thing that you hit in the middle?
Seed.
Okay. And what do you call the center of a peach?
Seed. Peach seed.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a cling seed.
Mm-hmm. And
peach.
What about a peach whose meat is easily
clear
separated?
Seed.
Okay. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Beans that don't have to be shelled.
Mm-hmm. The long, thin, green ones?
Oh, you're talking about snap beans?
Yeah.
Well, you can shell them.
Okay. And what are some kinds of beans that have to be shelled?
Butter beans. I guess that's about it. Butter beans and chili.
We should probably have your wife here to ask these cooking questions.